Good evening. Or good afternoon. I'm not sure what it is. I'm just glad that all of you are here today and to experience this very special service. Maundy, meaning, of course, commandment, is the Latin for it. And it means the commandment that Jesus gave to his disciples to love one another. You'll hear that scripture in just a few moments, but that's where this tradition comes from. And, of course, this is also the Thursday of Holy Week when Jesus met with his disciples and they shared in communion. So we will be doing that tonight with this church, but churches across the country and around the world. This is sort of a universal experience that we are taking part in. So all of you are welcome. When the time comes for communion, I'll invite you to come down the central aisle. You'll take a piece of bread and dip it into the cup and then return by the side aisles. And if you prefer to receive it in your seat, just stay seated and we'll keep an eye out for you and bring the elements to you. But the thing I want to stress is that it is communion for everyone. No matter where you come from or what you your journey of faith has been, if it's been no journey at all, if you seek to commune with the Lord Jesus Christ, you are welcome at this table. And so all are welcome, no matter if your denomination or nothing. Nothing matters except that you seek to be in the presence of God. So I invite everyone to come and be a part of that. Of course, the announcements are, what is going to happen this weekend?
Bunnies.
She said bunnies. I can't believe she said bunnies. Resurrections, the celebration of Easter takes place in just a couple of days. What a tremendous opportunity that is to celebrate the greatest event of all time when Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. Now, tomorrow there is an opportunity, though, for prayer and meditation if you would like to take advantage of that in the church chapel. There will be at 10 o'clock, right?
12.
At 12 o'clock till 3, 12 to 3. I have a key. I can come at 10. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, but from noon until 3, the chapel will be open. There'll be some quiet music and an opportunity to just kind of sit and meditate about the importance of this very significant day tomorrow. So that's the next couple of days, and look forward to sharing them with you. But would you please stand and let's begin our time of worship. Blessed be the Lord, the God of all creation, who alone does wondrous deeds.
And blessed forever be his glorious name. May the whole earth be filled with his glory.
Ship and our fruit. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Jesus said, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as he loved us, we also should love one another. On this day, Christ, the Lamb of God, gave himself into the hands of those who would slay him. On this day, Christ gathered with his disciples in the upper room. On this day, Christ took a towel and washed the disciples' feet, giving us an example that we should do to others as he has done to us. Christ our God,
give us the Holy Feast, that we who eat the bread and drink the cup may proclaim his holy sacrifice
and be partakers of his resurrection, and at the last day may reign with him in heaven. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, in this sacred and solemn week, when we see again the depth and mystery of your redeeming love, help us to follow where you go, to stop where you stumble, to listen when you cry, to hurt as you suffer, to bow our heads in sorrow when you die, so that when raised to life again, we may share your endless joy. Please be seated. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all of your soul and with all your mind and with all of your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." "Well said, teacher," the man replied. "You are right in saying that God is one and there is no other but him. To love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbors as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions. This is the word of the Lord.
The shouts of Hosanna and blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord seemed to echo in the streets of Jerusalem for days as people prepared for the Passover feast. It was now the first day of the feast, and Jesus' disciples asked him, "Where do you want us to go and make preparation to eat the Passover meal?"
Jesus said to them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him, and say to the owner of the house that he enters, the teacher asks, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready. Make preparation for us there.
The disciples left, went into the city, and found everything just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared for the feast of the Passover lamb.
As evening came, Jesus arrived with the 12, and they shared a feast of love.
While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it. Giving it to his disciples, he said, take it. This is my body, broken for you.
Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many.
Thank you.
On the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord took bread. He broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body broken for you. As often as you eat of this, do this in memory of me." After they had eaten, he took a cup, and into it he poured wine, and he said, "This is the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for the sins of the whole world. As often as you drink of this, do this in memory of me." The bread in the center is gluten-free. That's important for you. Please come forward. As often as we gather in remembrance of Christ. When we break the bread and share the cup, we participate in the kingdom of God. Come, all things are ready.
Following the meal, Jesus and his disciples sang a hymn and then went out to the Mount of Olives.
Having already told them that one of the 12 would betray him, Jesus now told them they would all fall away. For it is written, he said, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered.
The prophecies of Jesus were to soon become a reality as Judas, the betrayer, and a crowd armed with swords and clubs sent from the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders surrounded him. They seized and arrested Jesus.
They took him to a place where the religious leaders were gathered. Several of them made false accusations against Jesus. They condemned him, saying he was worthy of death.
The religious leaders eventually reached consensus. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate, the local Roman governor. As was customary at the feast, the people were demanding the release of an imprisoned criminal named Barabbas.
Pilate asked the enraged crowd, "What shall I do then with the one you call King of the Jews?" "Crucify him," they shouted. "Crucify him."
So Pilate had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. In those few hours, the words of the prophet Isaiah were fulfilled.
He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. He took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. He was oppressed and afflicted. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter. Jesus was led away. Roman soldiers put a purple robe on him and then twisted together a crown of thorns, which they placed upon his head. In mockery, they called out to him, "Hail, King of the Jews!"
They struck Jesus on the head with a staff, spat upon him, and continued to mock him by falling on their knees in fake homage to the Holy Lamb of God.
Then they put his own clothes back on him and led Jesus out to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. There he was crucified.
Those who passed by hurled insults at Jesus. Even those crucified with him heaped insults on him.
After several agonizing hours on the cross, with a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. The Roman centurion who stood there in front of Jesus heard his cry and saw how he died. In awe and wonder, he said, "Surely this man was the Son of God."
Behold the Lamb of God.
I had a request for a special prayer for Ken Grether, who was admitted to New Smyrna Beach Advent Health here with really high blood sugar readings this afternoon. So keep him in your prayers. And of course, many others in our congregation that are dealing with all kinds of medical issues and other things that we can certainly lift up in prayer. God is aware of all of them, of course. So let us go to God in prayer. God, our Father, you have gathered us around these tables. Let the words of covenant shake us out of our easy ways that we may repent and embrace your witness to you as we share our witness with others. Be present, Jesus, with your community. May we recognize you in our brothers and sisters and learn to serve and love you as you served and loved us. Jesus, servant to others, hear us. Jesus, servant of all, hear our prayer. Be present, Jesus, with your community and those outside it who hunger for your word. Implant your word in us that it may produce rich fruit in practical services to our neighbors. Jesus, servant to others, hear us. Be present, Jesus, in your community and those who hunger for your presence. Open our hearts to share the bread of love with the lonely who hunger for companionship. Jesus, servant to others, hear us.
Jesus, servant of all, hear our prayers.
Let us pray. In the silence of our hearts, for our own personal intentions. Jesus, servant to others, hear us. Holy God, each time we eat the bread and drink the wine of the Eucharist, we announce the return of Jesus. We await that day when there will be one bread and one cup, a lasting feast. We wait for the day when you will be all in all. To you, glory for that day. Amen. Please stand.
Say to the Lord, my refuge.
Amen. Please be seated. Please stand. Join me now in the benediction. We are sent in the name of your Son.
He calls us friends and gives us command that our love for each other be real.
May we finally learn what he has come to teach and set aside the barriers we have made of hate and suspicion which love cannot pierce.
Keep us open to all your surprising ways.
We ask this in the name of Jesus, whose Spirit guides us still and gives us strength until we gather again.
Amen.
Receive now the benediction of our Lord Jesus Christ as he goes before you and follows after you and leads you along the way until at last we are all safely in his home. Amen.
Amen.
You may leave.